USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump has asked the Supreme Court of the United States to block a congressional committee from obtaining his tax records from the Treasury Department. Chief Justice John Roberts on Tuesday put a temporary hold on the handover to thoroughly investigate the legality of obtaining such personal information and why the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee needs the information. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin takes the lead in the New York gubernatorial race in his attempt to oust Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. According to a Trufolgar Group poll announced overnight, just under 1,200 voters were asked. 53% of those responding are registered Democrats. President Biden's first day in office, he single-handedly destroyed America's energy independence. That single policy is coming back to haunt the Democrat president as the midterm elections are not polling well for Biden's party. The president continued to blame others for America's woes under his watch.
Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war. The windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine.
Israelis began voting on Tuesday in the country's election amid a tight race between Prime Minister Yair Lapid and opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. It's Israel's fifth election in less than 4 years. Elon Musk has ended Twitter's board of directors, making his control over the social media platform absolute. The multi-billionaire will be its chief executive after buying the company last week for $44 billion. There were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing Wednesday night will be for a massive $1.2 billion jackpot, the fourth largest in history. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNet.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
In college football last weekend, Michigan's 29-7 win over Michigan State ends in violence. Tony Maruso has more.
Speaking to the media on Monday, University of Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh addressed the post-game tunnel incident that took place over the weekend when several Michigan State players roughed up two members of Michigan's team. Harbaugh said there's an ongoing police investigation.
There needs to be accountability. There needs to be a full, thorough, timely investigation. I can't imagine that this will not result in criminal charges. The videos are bad.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
ICE officials are reporting the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer was in the country illegally. David DePape, who was hit with federal and local charges Monday in the violent attack on 82-year-old Paul Pelosi, is an illegal immigrant because he overstayed his visa. David is from Canada. Truckers blocked highways at more than 300 points across Brazil to protest leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's victory in Sunday's presidential election, as concerns continue over incumbent president Jair Bolsonaro's failure to concede the election. The World Series Game 3 rainout last night will be made up tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.